Welcome to Freedom of Mind.
Yeah. You have now tuned into Freedom of Mind, one of the livest podcasts out there right now, man. Thank you for all the listeners that are tuning in right now, man. And please, we ask that you hit the emails below, that we hit the social medias, the Facebooks, the IGs. Just hit that Freedom of Mind and really give us that follow, really give us that love. Send us some email of just what you want to say. Speak your mind. It's L, man.
Freedom of Mind podcast at gmail.com if you want to email us. And enjoy the show, y'all. We're talking about politics and probably a little mixture of all other personal opinions and all that. Because, hey, we speak in our mind, and this is Freedom of Mind, y'all. So stay tuned, y'all. Hey, y'all, speaking my mind right now. This your boy Ray Will, and I'm gonna talk about a boring ass subject, but I gotta say it. It's gotta be said, y'all. Responsibility, y'all, on this. And this is what I'm getting at. Right now, okay, people are still pissed off about the whole election and all that. That's the main subject anyways. We're going to discuss a lot about, bring up a lot of things about regarding an election. And we got to be responsible for one another and for the sake of this damn country, y'all. We got to take COVID a little bit more seriously. Like they said, America got the most deaths from COVID. And people are like, oh, it's nothing more than the flu and all this, whatever. You know what? Somebody got to be responsible. That's why we need leaders. We got to embrace them. But we got to be responsible our goddamn selves, y'all, and stop acting like fucking kids. And you know what I'm saying? Stop acting like you're irresistible. Stop acting like nothing can happen to you and all this stupid ass shit. Come on, y'all, grow the fuck up. We got to address this shit. And it's getting worse. The shit ain't going nowhere. Dumbass Trump talking about it's going to go away and all this stupid ass shit. It's not. It's getting worse. It can get worse. We might get another shutdown. Come on, y'all. We got to be more responsible. Stop thinking like kids. I'm going to repeat that again. Okay? So, yeah, I'm going to leave this one short, but it's to the down point. And we got to take a lot of things more seriously. Stop being little fucking kids, y'all. I'm speaking to all Americans. Stop being little fucking kids. And then, y'all know me, I always like to touch on racism because racism is a bigger issue than people make it out. People want to play it off and play like little kiddie games and act like they ain't got a problem with black folks. And That shit needs to stop. Stop hiding. You know what I'm saying? Address your issue, not with violence, not with vengeance, but within yourself. Fix that shit. Stop acting like a little fucking kid. This shit is stupid. Racism is retarded as fuck. Get over it. Stop acting like a little fucking kid. Help people out. You know what I'm saying? If you're at your job and you got power and control in any way you can, and whether you're at work or school, whatever, church, stop being petty. Stop treating people differently and all that or whatever because of the color they scan. This shit is stupid. Stop it. You don't do that to nothing else but humans. This shit is retarded. You don't do that to dogs, cats. You don't do that to nothing else. You ain't gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna treat this fish differently than this fish or whatever in your fish tank. You know, this stupid shit. That's why you don't do it. Why? Because it's stupid. So why do you do it with humans? Stop it. Okay. All right. That's all I got to say.
Well, how do I segment out of that? That's my brother Ray, man. Young kids, listen out there. That's all I can say. But first and foremost, I'm going to start this shit off, man. It's your boy L. You already know. And I wanted to speak to some listeners. A lot of shit been weighing heavy on my heart this past weekend. Rapper King Von from Chicago has passed away due to gun violence. due to being killed. I'm not going to get too deep into the story. You know, stream that brother's album, stream his music, buy his album, do whatever you do. But rest in peace to King Von, man, the king. Young prodigy, young star, man, really up and coming. So it weighed heavy on my heart because I'm like, damn, I've known at least two people. No, sorry, at least three people in my family that I've lost to gun violence, people that been close to me, you know what I'm saying? And to me, it just seems fucked up, right? That we can't, as men, walk away at times. We can't, as men, have the heart to just sit there and up fist, or sit there and just, you know what I'm saying, take an ass whooping. Like I said, I'm not speaking on the King Von subject, but it's just, I was thinking, like, why do we as a community always result to some shit like some gun violence? So, I've been just thinking about that this past weekend, and I'm just like, why is it so easy to take a life? We as humans don't nothing else cause our distinction but ourselves. So next time, for you young ones listening out there, I'm gonna keep this mad short, but listen, think before you pull that trigger. And I ain't no one special to be talking, but I'm talking to y'all just as I am, and just as I know that as a community, as a human race, there's always growth. Within growth, there's life. And I just think, like, you in that life, you in that growth, you in that cycle of somebody's daddy or somebody's daughter, you know what I'm saying? So please, let's just, can we stick to really building ourselves, building our families and shit, and stay out of a lot of that drama? Much love to everybody out there, man. It's L.
What's up, y'all? Okay, you gonna leave me hanging? L.
Nah, you lost on that one. All there was crickets.
Yeah, literally. I know y'all hear all these goddamn crickets.
Listen,
at the spot.
I just want to say,
started from the bottom, y'all.
I'm kind of toe up right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm smoking on fire. But I just want to say that much love to everybody who's listening out there. And if you have now tuned into Anchor.fm, you have now tuned into Freedom of Mind. And now we are talking about, I don't really know. Oh, politics?
Oh, the election. Yeah, oh. We're going to have to bring that up, man. We know the results. Oh,
Trump hater.
We know
alert.
That.
Trump hater alert.
Okay. All right. You can call me that. We had to get that retard, you know, that idiot out. We did, man.
Keep on it, brother.
This so-called businessman, selfish, king and I ass motherfucker, who wanted to run the damn country like it's Great Britain back in like fucking 1770 or something like that, trying to control every goddamn body and don't give a fuck what anybody.
But besides that,
got to let me ask think about question. It or got to say about it.
Let me ask you this question besides that. Why has the market more than doubled while he was in office?
I don't believe that. I don't believe that the market more than doubled.
You haven't seen the ratings?
I don't believe that.
You have not seen
the ratings? Maybe COVID has something to do with that. I don't know. If that's true, I really don't know. I would have to look at that. I don't really think it's that goddamn significant. I really don't, because my broke ass is still motherfucking struggling. So fuck the market. I don't give a fuck about no motherfucking stock market.
That's wealth.
Yeah, that's their little shit. That's some scheme game that people came up with. White people came up with, whatever. Who the fuck came up with
that
shit?
That's not just wealth, but that's the economy. You know, if that crashes, the economy crashes.
Oh yeah, I know. It's pretty big, but.
So let's say.
Hold on. I will say this too though. Like, I don't want to see. I'm reluctant on giving this guy credit of anything because he's a fucking liar. He takes credit away from everyone else, throws them under the bus, and he takes all the credit and glory, or at least he tries. You got to be stupid enough for you to believe it. And hell, it could have been the impact of Obama to why it went up. You know, who knows? And I'm not downplaying the market yet. The stock market is important. You know what I'm saying? Although it's like this scheme shit that they came up with for whatever, you know, but it's clever. Just like insurance is clever, you know. But anyway, so
what are your feelings about Biden?
Okay, I'm gonna get there, but you know, with Trump just sitting up there lying, there's no telling if it's true or not, and ain't no telling if it's because of him. Because that shit was stupid. You get okay when you issued out the tax cuts, you give money already to billionaires. Like, that is stupid as fuck. Okay, like, who does that? Like, oh, okay, all right, you know, like, if you had your kids, you got like four kids, you gonna give your kids that are already good or whatever more money than the kids that don't live with you. You're like, oh, fuck y'all, you know, I ain't doing shit for y'all, you know what I'm saying? Really? Well, you know, these kids that I have right now, you know, they're gonna benefit, you know what I'm saying, the family a little bit more, you know, they'll, you know, they're just gonna give the other kids money. Like, what the, that's stupid. No. So, no, like, people can try to slice and dice and all that or whatever. This shit is retarded. Like I said, the dude is not a great businessman. He's not. He does a lot of stupid ass shit. Like, he got a motherfucking casino. I believe he got a casino on the strip and it ain't got no casino. How you gonna have a casino that ain't got no casino in it? Like, that shit is lame as fuck. Like, who does that? So anyway, but he's this great businessman. Like, no, he's not. He's a retard.
You spoke your mind like this.
All right, so hey man, I'm just speak your mind all day long. All right, so my regards on Biden. Okay, hey, like I told y'all, I ran on a rant and I put it on the Facebook page. I believe I don't know if I put it on the IG page, but I put it on the Facebook page about how I felt about the candidates, Democratic and Republican candidates. And I'm like, you know, yeah, they both have their racist ways. They really do. That ain't really no much difference between them. But they go about it in a different way. And then, like I say, nobody gives a shit about black people. That's not going to change. That's not going to change unless they change and admit they fucking problem with us and just move on and stop being childish. I said that in you know, that statement in my Speak Your Mind on this episode. And so, you know, that petty ass shit, that ain't gonna go nowhere. But now we gotta look at the better candidates. The better candidate to me is Biden. He's smarter, he has more experience, and he has more leadership abilities, and he's not as self-centered as Trump. Trump has issues. Something is wrong with him. I don't know if his mama dropped him when he was a baby. Maybe that's why he got that fucked up fucking toupee in his head. I don't know. But you know, we gotta be responsible. Like, that's some of the things I was touching on my Speak Your Mind. It's like, you gotta be responsible now, y'all. Stop, get your head out of your ass and really think about what the fuck can happen. Stop going around acting like this country is like perfect. It's like Titanic, right? Everybody, they thought that the Titanic was perfect. It will never sink. It's unsinkable. And your dumb ass ran into an iceberg and then you sunk the motherfucker. So it's like, come on now, think. If you would have thought about it and whatever, and use good judgment and be responsible, you could have avoided it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we fucked up by voting for, you know, saying America fucked up by voting Trump in. Like, you should have did your research. That's why you just can't have anybody as president. You can't have him as president because this shit could be a disaster fast. You feel what I'm saying? Like, this dude wasn't responsible enough to react to COVID. You know what I'm saying? He didn't take it seriously. He took it like half of the Americans here, like, oh, it's just a flu, it's nothing, you know. Like, no, but we got the most deaths. That shit is embarrassing. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody want to come in this motherfucker no more. You know what I'm saying? And then we in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? We in Vegas. And it's like, Vegas need visitors. They need people coming around. And you got this idiot not taking it seriously like a little fucking kid. And it's like, oh, well, it'll go away. You know, and all this or whatever. And it ain't. So, you got to take it seriously. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what leaders got to do. Leaders got to take... Somebody got to take it seriously. Somebody got to be responsible. And you know, that's the wrong guy. That was the wrong guy in office. It was, man. People can say a puppet all they want, but you got to be able to address things. You got to be able to lead your country, man. And he didn't. He was terrible. He was like a fucking kid. So, yeah, I believe that Biden would have handled it more differently. He would have handled it with more responsibility and more seriousness.
Do you think everything will change in the country, though? That's what I'm saying. I don't think, no matter what candidate you really go for, what I don't do is look at the news or the candidates. See, what I look at is who holds the Senate, who holds the House. You see, does the red side, which is the Republican, or does the blue side hold the House? Hold as many seats as they hold. Does the Senate hold more Republicans than the Democrats? Because you know what? I'm trying to see if those bills are getting passed. I'm trying to see if certain funds that should be issued, like a pandemic relief, could get passed. I'm trying to see on certain things like that. Where is this country going to stand in the next 4 years with two people in office? The president and the vice president, but can't get no bills passed. Can't get nothing passed of what they want to do. So they're going to basically be sitting in there taking up space. Same way as somebody would say Trump.
Well, they're getting bills passed, but they're not getting the bills that benefit certain people passed. You know what I'm saying? And then I want to touch on that too, man, with people judging people. That kind of touches on, you know, some of these bills that we want to be passed as well. You know, like, stop judging people, man. Like the whole $15 an hour for all American deal, you know, federal, like, come on, man. Like, people, oh, you work at McDonald's and, you know, why should we pay them? That's not kind of job for, that's supposed to be a job for teenagers and all this stupid ass shit. It's like, you don't know people's situations. You don't know what people go through, and then stop judging them. And like I said too before, like, you sitting up there judging these people that work at McDonald's or whatever, but your ass is eating that fucking dangerous ass McDonald's, and you want to, and they handling your food, and then they got to get your order right. If they don't get your order right, you going ham on them. You going straight up ham if they you know, you cussing them out, acting the fool, making a scene because they motherfucking didn't put no pickle in your motherfucking sandwich. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I can understand that, but it's like, where's the respect at? You know what I'm saying? But then you like, oh well, they should get paid pennies. Come on now. And then, you know, we like, oh well, you know, bills ain't being passed because you motherfuckers is being judgmental too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got motherfuckers that make under $50,000 a year. You got motherfuckers who make under $200,000 a year, right? You got motherfuckers that make $200,000. People, that's a laughing stock to some people, some rich folks. Like, oh, you only make $200,000 a year. You know what I'm saying? But then you sit up there judging people, you know what I'm saying, that make a little bit less than you. Like, get the fuck out of here with that, man. That shit is stupid. But then, like I said, it just goes right to my point. You going through the drive-thru and you expect for these people to get it right. But then you don't expect for these politicians who's dealing our federal funds, they dealing with it like crap. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't got shit to say about that. You know what I'm saying? And I told a cat that too. I was like, you sitting up there joking about politics and all that or whatever, but they taking money out your motherfucking check. You feel what I'm saying? Like, they taking hundreds of dollars out of your motherfucking check every motherfucking month, but you cool with that. So that's like, if somebody keep taking money out of your pocket or whatever, right? Like, every time you get paid, they taking money away and you're aware of it, but you don't give a fuck what they do with it. You don't give a fuck if they gonna give it back to you or nothing like that. You ain't got no concern over it. Yeah, right. You're gonna be like, what the fuck you doing with my motherfucking money? You know what I'm saying? When I'm gonna get my motherfucking money back? That's what you're gonna be on it like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But with this shit, especially like if you're a minority, and shit ain't getting done, but they steady taking taxes, you like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? So that's what L is saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? When we gonna get some bills passed? First of all, stop judging motherfuckers and understand shit, understand circumstances, understand that everybody go through their little struggle and then everybody go through their life. You know what I'm saying? Maybe people not capable of working or getting a college degree and getting a sophisticated job. You know what I'm saying? But hell, at the end of the day, somebody got to do it. Somebody go, because you're going to take your lazy fat ass to McDonald's and you're going to get something to eat. You're going to take your lazy fat ass to Chick-fil-A and you're going to get something, you know what I'm saying, get you a chicken sandwich. So, you know, that's what I got to say about that. Like, you know what I'm saying, things need to pass because people need to stop judging. You know what I'm saying?
I can personally relate. I come from a family. On both sides, they was immigrants, right? My pops, you know, from PR. And then my mom's is from Italy, right? All I know is hardworking people around me. My grandmother passed away when I was 15 at 52 from working at the Imperial Palace, is what we know it, whoever lived in Vegas. I forget what it's called now. Clean about 19 rooms a day, mind you, in the casino with her asthma, with her bronchitis and all that. 19 rooms a day, two beds a room sometimes. Come home with nothing but 100 pennies and tips. 100 pennies. That's a dollar.
Wow.
And then getting paid minimum wage. This was 08. And then she passed away when I was 15. Asthma attack. You know what I'm saying? That's the woman that had custody of me. That was, you know, that's mama love right there. You know what I'm saying? So I just see hardworking Americans like that, that work themselves to the bone and then not have a penny to their name after. You know what I'm saying? It's just a shame, man, what we do in this country. It's corrupt. It's a crooked business. You either a 1% or you behind, man.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you got a small percentage of people who got so much control over the money. And, you know, the shit is ass backwards, man. Like, hey, man, it's just going back. You know, it's a trip how history repeats itself. You know, going back to the Great Depression days and all that and shit, you know, capitalists just got all this motherfucking control. It's ridiculous. And you know what? Speaking of that, you know, that documentary, you know what I'm saying? As you know, I love history. You know, the story of America, the story of us, and it just pretty much talking about all the capitalists. And it never really explains how they all got started. You know what I'm saying? Like, how did they get started? You know, and you know, what are the crooked things that they may have done to get started? You know, and some of them started around, in and around, the Civil Wars and slavery. You know, so, you know, yeah, you can speculate on that a little bit, you know, like, okay, put two and two things together. And, you know, also, you know, in the early 20th century, you know, with the World War One, and then eventually the World War Two, you know, you can speculate on that. You know, that's big business when you talk about war. You know, so that's a whole lot of opportunities, you know, that you can have from war. So, you know, you can speculate on that. You know, like, you know, and then people, you know, opportunists, you know, make their moves or whatever, and they come up, and then they got all this motherfucking control over the whole damn country. Like, and it's probably over some crooked shit. But then,
what type of society do you think we should be in?
Man,
we have Republican, we have Republic dictatorship, like a autocracy, which is basically a monarch. You know, a basic czar, emperor, king, queen. I think we should
Sultan.
But one ruler has one power, right? One say, doesn't have to pass
that
it through anybody.
That is not the business. Yeah, that shit is, that's a no-no. That's a no-go. Fuck no. We can't have one motherfucker.
But let's say that this ruler.
And we don't want to end up like motherfucking.
Really does for the people.
What's the name of that country that got slavery going on right now that a lot of people don't like to talk about? Libya. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to end up like Libya and shit, you know, just all that's.
What if that ruler does for the people what he's supposed to do?
What is what? What if what?
What if he does for the people what he's supposed to do?
Okay, that's cool, but what about afterwards? Who the fuck is going to rule afterwards? What the fuck is going to go down afterwards, man?
His son or his
fuck
next
that.
Generation.
Nah, I ain't feeling that. Nah, and I don't want to depend on one motherfucker to make decisions on behalf of the whole fucking country, man. Fuck that. I ain't feeling that, man. I like democracy. I really do.
You think it works?
Yes, I think it does work. It's just
even with people infringing on our rights and stuff like that.
Like I say, and I'm keep bringing the shit up until the motherfucking it gets black and blue, goddammit. But racism is a big motherfucking issue. It is, because you got these motherfuckers, they so worried about us. They worried about us, about what we doing and all this kind of shit. Even with their decision making, they thinking about us, and they thinking about, you know, Hispanics. They thinking about them, worried about what they, their progression and all that or whatever. Why are you so worried about them? We
both Hispanic and black was the most overcounted ones at the voting polls this year.
That part, yeah, we pitched in like a motherfucker. Oh yeah.
That drive, that people that we have, that backing, that's what got the votes. Don't get that shit fucked up.
No doubt. Like I was telling L, you know what I'm saying? You know, Biden, he held down them motherfuckers. He made, see, he won California, which is huge for him, and he won like most of New England. He won, you know, Michigan, and he won the significant places because he got the most populated places, which were the metropolitan areas, the big cities. And obviously those are the most diverse areas on, in this country, right? He clearly didn't win a, you know, Redneckville, you know, the South and the Midwest and all that and stuff. And then he didn't win certain areas in certain states, but that aren't very populated, and they got nothing but those type of people. But he won the big cities. Even the states that he lost, he won the big cities. Like in Florida, he won Miami. In Texas, he won the Dallas area and Houston area, I believe. And even in Nevada, he won Vegas and Reno. You know, he's won all these big cities. And guess what? Guess who? And like I said, minorities fill these areas mainly. So yeah, he got a whole lot of support from us. And it's like, yeah, we need to get some shit done. We taxpayers. Stop motherfucking judging us with this petty ass shit. Y'all already good. What the fuck y'all worried about it for? Y'all try to use that against Cube when Cube try to look out for his people. Oh, you're already rich. Why you want to look out for your own people? Well, goddamn it, I'm looking out for my motherfucking people. What's wrong with that? You know what I'm saying? And he still go through racism too. He tried to, Cube tried to buy a network with his financial group, and they didn't allow it. Whomever had the power to allow that, they didn't let it fly. And you're damn right. I think racism has something to do with that. And I'm pretty sure he went through a lot of racism in the Hollywood situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got to do things a certain way, and you can't do this and you can't do that. You know, like, what the fuck, man? This is bullshit. So, yeah, I'm sure he still does go through racism. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, it's systemic racism is what a lot of black people still go through. And it's not a coincidence that a lot of black people excel in certain industries. It's not a coincidence that we excel, including Latinos, that we excel in certain areas or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's how much control people got in the little mind games they be playing, little petty little mind games. This shit works though, because you see they still got all this motherfucking control, and then obviously weapons of mass destruction. You know what I'm saying? They create these weapons. They can create all these motherfucking weapons or whatever, but they can't create no motherfucking cure for COVID. So yeah, let that marinate on you. But yeah, definitely, man. I think it's great that you know, a lot of people voted. More people voted than ever. That's a beautiful thing, man. And great. But it's like, we need results, man. You know, but, you know, I believe, this is what I would say, you know, what I believe that Biden, his agenda is similar to the Obama agenda. And, you know, universal health care is really important.
I mean, we both got different
police things. Reform. Prison reform. You know, I don't know his point of views of the whole 15 an hour, because me, I'm a supporter of that, like, because I ain't gonna sit there and judge people because of where they work, man. If that company is pulling in billions of dollars, why not? You know, like, McDonald's is pulling in a lot of money, they ain't paying nobody shit. You know, like, come on now, man. Like, really, y'all motherfuckers is gouging and milking the game, man. Come on now. And then, you know, education, you know, we need free education all the way across the board, man. You know, at least, I mean, damn, give a nigga at least 2 years of of the 4-year college or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now, man. This shit is expensive, man. Like
a year in the book.
they won't even give us that. And then also, you know what I'm saying? These black colleges need some money too. Like they say they pay Harvard more money than all the black colleges combined. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
That's how. Before we wrap it up, I mean, we all know that there's a lot of corruption going on. We all know how the system works, and we gonna sit back, but each day it takes lap by lap. So take this day lap by lap is what I wanted to say before I, you know, nod off or whatever. But
wake your ass up, boy.
Everybody be careful out there in the pandemic. Make sure you wear your mask.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Try not to read the news. With this election, beautiful turnout. I'm not on either side, though. I'm an independent. I just want bills passed. I just want hardworking Americans like myself and my brother Ray over here, taxpayers and shit. You know what I'm saying? For us to reap the benefit. You know what I'm saying? For us to invest in our own money so we could be that 1%. That's what I want young listeners out there to do. Try to aim for that falling star in the sky.
All right, Rolls Royce. Okay, that's all he had to say. This motherfucker look like he about to pass out, man. Fucking pothead. See, that's another thing. You know, it might be more states. You know, I want to touch on that a little bit. We got to talk about that a little bit, about the marijuana industry. We had an episode a while ago about regarding, I think we called it smoking or,
yeah.
I think, but me, I ain't a really big fan of weed being like all the way legal. I don't know why, because I don't like the way the system is. They got way too much control of that shit now, man. You talk about these, it like it goes through these dispensaries now. It goes through the state now. It's like, you know, I don't, it's, you know, there's not enough freedom in that.
He's,
you know,
saying this and that, but then when he light that fire,
I don't really,
he's
I think
to inspire.
You know
what
I'm saying?
What I'm saying.
Like, I don't even smoke weed. I don't even smoke weed, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But I just look at it and I'm like, I don't like the way that it's being right. Like the black market, they're gonna totally destroy the black market. And I happen to like the black market.
But check this out. It's called this certain things, right? This motherfuckers that is your average motherfuckers that be just sitting around lazy eating hot Cheetos. That's why they shit be smelling like that or whatever the case may be. And playing video games all day, losing testosterone, losing all types of shit. Bitches, some women out there do it too. But listen, there's a way to smoke responsibly. You dig what I'm saying? I got up after work today, did a 2-mile run, did my hill running and shit like that, did my push-ups or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Ate a balanced diet for lunch, and then I smoke. You know what I'm saying? There's ways to smoke responsibly and a way to smoke stupidly. You know what I'm saying? Don't get high just to get high. Don't get high just to get by. Normal motherfuckers, when they smoke that, when they get high, they be super fly. They be dudes in the club. They be dudes that are businessmen. Learn your business and do you responsibly.
Well, of course, man. You know, that's another thing, man. These motherfuckers need to start being tested a little bit. You know, they. You know, because I'd be damned if somebody working for my company and that motherfucker high as fuck. Like,
I did worse.
You need to get the fuck out of here, homie. You
I
high.
Did worse.
You know, like, they need to do one of those tests they do, like they do with COVID, where they figure out what the fuck you got right then and there.
I did worse.
Like, bam, right on the spot. Like, oh, yeah, you high. You a high motherfucker.
Oh, I was a high.
Like,
high.
G-Money, you a high motherfucker? Get that motherfucker up out of here.
I was on white line.
Well, I wouldn't do him like Pookie. You know, that was fucked up.
I was Scarface. I was doing white lines.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. I hope you was doing it on that level, bro. All that coke. I mean, he had a whole hill of coke like that. Oh, we need to talk. We need to talk.
Anyways, don't do that.
Don't do that, kid.
Yeah, don't do that.
Or adults.
Weed is definitely the best thing for you.
Oh, yeah.
You can eat it. You can have it as oils, yep, in case you and your woman want to sex it up.
Oh, yeah.
In case you got a healing, you know, after you've been peeling. you know, doing all that shit and sexual healing, all that. You can rub the oil down and get the groins together, you know what I'm saying? Real nice, real hot and heavy. Get her bothered, you know what I'm saying? They got edibles out there. They got a lot of shit with CBD and weed and shit. We're not sponsored yet, but hey, any dispensaries out there want to hit us up, you know what I'm saying?
Hit us up.
Much love for everybody tuning in. Please, please, if you didn't already, just do it. Go to IG, go to, what are we on, Facebook?
Facebook.
Or Gmail. And please send us topics, subjects, ideas of what you want to hear on our either Speak Your Mind segment or the Freedom of Mind segment. Message to either me, L, or Ray on the email. And just tell us what you think about the show. We just love feedback, y'all. Ray, why don't you give them credentials?
Again, Freedom of Mind Podcast at gmail.com. And hit us up on IG and Facebook. And look out for our YouTube page, man. We got to put more on that, more content on that. And we will. All right, y'all. Stay tuned, y'all. And keep listening, y'all. Appreciate y'all a lot. Freedom of Mind, y'all.